is the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
What happened? How did that wall fall?
I wanted a doll, and I put on the shelf. He knocked me out of the way.
Oh, that was a very brave thing to do.
I'm very sorry about that wall, Mrs. Spencer.
Oh, I'm not worried about that, now that Tina's safe. The newspapers are always full of things kids do that are bad, but you never hear about the good things, like this.
Well, the newspapers are going to hear about this act of bravery.
Some grounders. I need to practice them.
You sure do need to practice them.
Hey, what happened to you?
What do you mean?
Well, look at your clothes.
Yeah, I guess they are kind of messed up. I saved a girl.
Sure, you saved a girl.
I did. A wall is going to fall on her in Driscoll's toy store.
A wall?
Come on.
I shoved her out of the way just before she could have gotten killed.
Ha!
Well, I did.
Man, the story some kids tell.
Yeah.
You mean you really saved her?
I guess so.
Hey, Peter, I'm very proud of you.
Then you believe me?
Of course I believe you.
Well, you wouldn't make up such a story. Would you?
I might, but I didn't.
Listen, that girl's very lucky you were around.
I'll get it.
Hi, does Peter Brady live here?
Yeah.
May I see him?
Sure.
Would you call him, please?
I'm him.
Oh, Peter, my name... Oh, Mr. Brady, Mrs. Brady?
Yes, can I help you?
We're with the Daily Chronicle.
Oh, we already subscribe to the Chronicle.
Well, I'm not in sales. I'm a reporter. I'm Earl Hopkins, and this is my photographer. We got a call from Driscoll's toy store about an accident there, and our editor sent us over to do a story on Peter.
A story? About me?
Well, according to the information we got, you're a hero.
Me? A hero? Come on!
Would you come in, please?
Thank you. Is it okay if he takes some shots of Peter?
Oh, sure.
You mean my picture's gonna be in the paper?
That's right.
Wow!
What do you say to a hero?
I don't know.
Me either. You say something first. Why me? You're the oldest. As the oldest, I'm telling you to do it. And I'm telling you to do it. This is not fair. don't have anyone to tell. Peter?
Oh, hi.
Peter?
Yeah?
She has something she wants to tell you.
Yeah?
Marcia has something she wants to say.
Well, we wanted to say that we think what you did was a real neat thing.
You know, at the toy store.
Saving a girl. And we wanted to tell you that, well, we're glad that you're our brother.
That's right. If our mom had married anyone else but your dad, our brother wouldn't be a hero.
Our hero.
Hi.
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 We were just coming up to see you.
About what? My being a hero?
Yeah, how do you know?
Everybody's making a fuss about it. So I figured you were, too.
We're sorry we didn't believe you this afternoon. We thought you were just making it up.
It's okay.
Do you feel any different?
How do you mean?
You know, being a hero.
How am I supposed to feel?
I don't know. You're the hero.
It feels okay, I guess.
Were you scared?
It happened too fast. I didn't have time to be scared.
Well, Pete, I'm proud of you.
So am I.
Sure makes a guy feel funny when his brothers are proud of him.
Open them now.
Wow!
You like it?
I love it! What is it?
What's your favorite dessert?
Strawberry shortcake.
What's your next favorite?
Banana split.
And the one after that?
Hot fudge sundae.
Well, that's what it is, a straw split fudge short.
Did you make it for me? Because I'm a hero?
That's right.
Boy, if I knew that, I would have become a hero years ago.
What are you waiting for? Dig in.
Strange how quiet it is around here tonight.
I'm quiet because I'm stuffed. Alice made me a special surprise, a super, super dessert.
Well, there's always a lot of hoop to do around celebrities.
You're talking about astronauts and stuff.
No, I'm not, Peter. I'm talking about you. You know, for a mother who's only had daughters until a short time ago, I can't tell you how proud I am that you're my son.
And that's what you came here for?
It sure is.
That's the best part about being a hero. The good things people say about you.
Leaping caterpillars. We got ourselves a real celebrity. Hey! Hey, everybody, where did you see this? Hey!
Alice, what's all the excitement?
Look on the front page.
What's on the front page?
Oh, here. That's a good picture of him. Oh, and a feature story, too.
What does the story say?
About Peter being a hero. Don't you know anything, dum-dum?
Bobby, don't call your sister a dum-dum.
Well, that's what she is. You're a dum-dum.
Kids eat.
Oh. Well, I've got to show this to the rest of the family, Alice.
What's the rush?
The morning paper, look.
Hey, that's Pete.
Wow, a real-life celebrity in our family.
Hey, looks something like me.
Oh, wait till I show this to Dad and Peter. Oh, they'll flip.
Well, maybe he'll fly to the moon without a spaceship.
Mike!
What is it, honey?
Peter's picture in a story about him.
Hey! Say, he looks something like his old man in there.
What's going on?
Look, Peter, you're on the front page of the morning paper.
Yeah. How does it feel to be famous?
Wow!
Peter. I thought he was gonna play with us.
He's too busy giving orders.
Orders?
Yeah, from now on, I put the garbage out at night instead of him.
Well, how come?
He doesn't think heroes should put the garbage out.
There I was, all by myself. Suddenly, I felt something was gonna happen. I'm one of these people that can sense when there's danger. There was this little girl climbing up the shelves. Then I saw this huge part of the store start to wobble, big enough to crush a car, maybe even a tank.
Yesterday it was one wall.
I knew if I didn't do something, the little girl would get killed. You know, if I did do something, I might get killed. But it was a chance I had to take. First I shouted a warning, then timing it to the split second, I raced toward her, just as everything began to fall.
Where's Peter?
Oh, he's out in the yard with some of his friends.
Would you kids do me a favor?
Sure.
What is it?
Well, Mrs. Spencer, the little girl's mother, called, and she wants to show her appreciation by buying Peter something at Driscoll's. So would you mind taking Peter over there, because I have to take Cindy to the dentist.
Okay, Mom.
I don't know if he'll want to go right now. He's in the middle of telling all his friends what a big hero he is.
That sounded a little sarcastic.
I'm sorry, Mom, but okay, he saved her. Does he have to talk about it all the time?
Well, you've got to admit, you were both pretty impressed by that story in the paper.
Well, impressed is one thing, but Peter...
Do you think it's going to his head?
Not going. Went.
It's okay to say thanks, Peter, but I really want to show my gratitude. You saved Tina's life. Anything you want... Anything in this store, name it, and it's yours.
Gee, Mrs. Spencer, you don't have to buy me anything.
Your mother told you to say that, right?
That's what Mom told him.
Watch the big shot get out of it.
But you would like something, right?
My mom said it wasn't necessary.
Well, of course it isn't necessary, but it's something I want to do.
I guess it'll be all right then.
Good.
See?
Now that we've got that settled, anything you want, point it out, and it's yours. How about this punching bag? Would you like that?
I'd like a model airplane.
You can have that, too. I'm going to buy you everything you want.
Everything I want?
Right. Mr. Driscoll? Get your order pad ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Greg, we've been looking all over for you.
I'm just trying to keep out of the hero's way.
He's beginning to get to us, too.
Yeah. What are we going to do about him?
Ignore him till he grows out of it.
That may take 20 or 30 years.
He's way past Alexander the Great. He's Peter the Perfect.
Dad.
Using my off-limits sanctuary here for a little family huddle, huh?
Now, there's not so much confetti, brass bands, and applause in here.
Yes, I get the point, Greg. Now, listen, don't worry about Peter. He's having his first go-around with self-importance. He's an average, normal kid.
Maybe, Dad. But Dassey's an average, normal pain in the neck.
Peter Brady?
Either you better get your eyes checked or I better get to a beauty parlor.
Well, does he live here? Because I've got a delivery for him from Driscoll's toy store.
Yeah, that's the place. Bring it in. Oh, so Peter finally got tired of using Bobby.
Listen, my assistant's off today and I've got an awful lot of stuff outside. Would you give me a hand, sweetheart?
Yeah, I guess so. As long as your union doesn't find out. Hey, you weren't kidding. Is all of this stuff for Peter Brady?
That's right. Hmm. Thanks, cutie.
You're welcome. What's in this one?
No idea.
Well, whatever it is, it sounds unassembled. You know, last Christmas I got a present from my Uncle Charlie that was unassembled, and it couldn't be put together? By the time I got through with the manager of the store that said it, he was unassembled.
Good for you, gorgeous. Those bigger boxes outside, Should we put them in the yard?
Mister, you keep on calling me sweetie and cutie and gorgeous, and I'll follow you anywhere.
Well, it looks like somebody just delivered us a toy shop.
Yeah, Driscoll's toy shop.
Well, if he's going to take out a branch here, he ought to ask for a permit.
I suspect the person we should talk to isn't Mr. Driscoll. Peter, your mother and I think it's time that we exercise a little parental authority.
Or at least give you a little guidance.
Okay, go ahead. What are you really trying to say to me?
Well, first, you can keep one of the gifts, but the rest are going to go back.
But Mrs. Spencer wanted me to have them, Dad. She told me to pick out whatever I wanted.
Mrs. Spencer was being very generous, but that's not the point.
You didn't have to accept everything, Peter.
We're not trying to take away from what you did. Saving Tina was a wonderful thing. But you didn't do it just because you expected Mrs. Spencer to give you lots of gifts, did you?
No.
Then can't you see that asking for everything inside is wrong?
There were some things I didn't take.
Excuse me, but Mr. Hopkins and that photographer are here to see Peter.
Oh, we'll be right there, Alice.
Maybe they want to do another story about me.
Just a moment, Peter. We don't want you to be disappointed. You know, people don't remember heroes very long.
Sure they do. Look at her. Look at her. Look at George Washington.
Yeah, you see that? You had to go back 200 years to find one.
We just don't want you to be disappointed. Hello.
Hi there. I hope we didn't take you away from anything.
No, not at all.
As subscribers to the Chronicle, you may be aware that every month our paper gives an award to some outstanding deserving citizen. And Peter, you have been named our current Hero of the Month.
Wow!
Peter, that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Along with the award is this check for
$50. $50? Wow! And thanks!
Our pleasure, Peter. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Mom, Dad, can I do whatever I want with this money?
Yes, like putting it in the bank.
No, I mean like having a party with it.
What kind of a party?
A swell one, and you won't have to do nothing.
Anything.
I'll make all the arrangements, okay?
Well, I don't see any reason why not. After all, it is your money, Peter.
Well, guess I'm outvoted 2-1. Who are you going to invite?
All my friends. Boy, is this ever going to be a great party. Look what I got! Look, you guys! Look what I got! Look what I got, you guys! Guess what?
I have to take over your paper out.
No. I'm going to have a party tomorrow after school, and you're all invited.
Who's the party for?
Me! You guys are both invited to my party tomorrow afternoon.
Hi, Steve. I'd like you to come to a party tomorrow after school.
Well, who's the party for?
Me.
Who's giving it?
Me.
Why?
I just wanted to have a party. I'm using the money I got for being a hero.
Well, I'll try to come, but I'm not sure.
I know you wouldn't want to miss it, Steve. See you here tomorrow.
Gee, Peter, I'd like to come, but I think I promised to visit my grandma.
What time?
Well, what time's the party?
4.
Well, that's the time I think I promised to visit my grandma.
That's too bad. It's going to be a great party. Maybe you can come by after.
Well, I don't know.
See you tomorrow, Jenny. Bye.
Tomorrow after school?
Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun.
Hold on a second while I ask my ma. Sorry, Peter. But I gotta take a piano lesson.
I didn't know you played the piano.
I don't. That's why I gotta take lessons.
Well, try to make it anyway, Jason. Okay, bye.
I can speak for the girls, and none of us want to go to this party of Peter's tomorrow.
And I can speak for the boys. Ditto.
We're tired of hearing about him being the hero.
All the ice cream and cake in the world won't make his story worth listening to again.
All right, I understand how you feel. It has gone to his head a little.
A little?
Frankenstein never built a monster like the one we've built.
Kids, try to understand. You know, praise is very hard for people to handle. Especially an 11-year-old boy like Peter.
That may be, but we still don't want to go to his stupid party.
And listen to all that hero drivel any longer.
All right. If you don't want to come to my party, you don't have to come. I've invited a lot of other friends anyway, and it's going to be a real swell party whether any of my brothers and sisters are there or not.
Peter's been wrong, quite wrong. But I still think it's a shame nobody's showing up.
Oh, I'm not so sure, Carol. Now, there are things that are almost impossible to teach kids. Occasionally, it's better if they have to learn for themselves.
$50 worth of pizza and soda pop?
Well, I gave the go-ahead for the party, and now I realize I shouldn't have.
No, Carol, you gave the go-ahead for Peter's learning his lesson. Sometimes that's a parent's job.
Well, I still think it's a shame.
I'll be in my room if anyone wants me.
Peter, someone will show up. They're just late.
Everybody? An hour? Boy, a guy can sure get messed up patting himself on the back.
Peter?
Yeah, Mom?
Don't sit up here alone. Come on downstairs.
I'd rather stay here, if you don't mind.
Peter, please. We have something special for you.
Okay, but please don't use that word special about me ever again.
Driscoll's just picked up those toys you sent back, Peter.
That was a very nice gesture on your part.
It would have been nicer if I hadn't taken them in the first place, like you said.
Yeah, well, you did. And you learned a lesson. Sorry it had to be so hard, but you know, that's life.
We're very proud of you.
You know, maybe it was a good thing that nobody came to my party.
A good thing?
That's right, Mom. If everyone had come that I invited, I might have gone on for years being a real little stinker.